College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Hour number two rolls along here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. 803-0550, the number to call if you want to jump on the show. Because
I'm so frustrated right now.
So in the break, we had just taken a call from somebody mentioning we had talked about Drew Brees with Nick Saban, and he brought him up as well. And that led to, in the break, us talking about where Brees went to school, and that being Purdue.
And that, Frank. You decided to accidentally set something off here.
And so that led to the conversation Frank. Of Purdue's nickname being the Boilermakers and how ridiculous that is.
No, shut up.
And that has now led to the conversation of the worst sports names in existence. I already know where Jeremy White's going to go with this. Kraken, Seattle Kraken.
Okay.
I disagree.
Okay.
But it's taken me a little of time to get there.
Okay.
There are some bad names. I find most of them, though, in college.
Most of them are in college. And I'm going to say something very controversial here. I'm kind of scared to do it. Also considering who we work with.
Dare to be brave.
Why is a team name just called Orange?
I don't know. And I that's my thing. That's my thing. So that's serious.
I'm sorry, Sal and Jeremy, but Orange.
And here's my thing with some of these. I know for a fact there's
orange.
Probably
what
stories.
Is it? Just the and I know like well, Ottawa is the fruit.
Orange.
Yeah, like at least they stick to it. Congratulations to you. Unlike the Liberty Flames, who's got a logo with a bird on it.
Yeah,
like make it fire at that point. Like help yourself. Crimson Tide. Why is it an elephant? At least the orange is an orange. But what about an orange is a good team name?
And so that's my thing. Like I know some of these are going to be historic, especially
I'm
college
sorry,
teams.
And I know that like one of them is going to catch me when I'm slacking, and like I'm going to be fine with that. But
like again, like I know with college teams, there's going to be a lot of historical relevancy. Like I've already mentioned, like Princeton's won the most national titles. They won their first one in 1869. The Civil War ended 4 years prior. Like there's some history here with a lot of these team names. I get it, but also. You bring like the Syracuse Orange. What is this? And then the Alabama teams, Crimson Tide, but their mascot's an elephant. And then you get into sticking with Alabama, Auburn. They're the Tigers. Why right. is their chant a war eagle? They have an eagle fly through the stadium at Jordan-Hare when they get games going.
Why aren't they the Auburn Eagles?
That's my whole thing. Just be the Auburn War Eagles. It's your chant already. I don't understand.
Yeah. That's
where people lose me.
Help me.
That's where people lose me with the nicknames.
Yeah.
Like, is that it has no – your mascot or your name don't match. And it bothers the you-know-what out of me because I don't understand it. And to be perfectly honest, I don't really care for the story because just change it.
And I'm lashing –
You can modernize. You can – go less on. Bring them together.
I'm lashing out because I'm defending Purdue. Boilermakers. I don't know if it's a great name for a sports team.
No, it's objectively horrendous.
But it's bad. It's really bad.
Shut up.
It's brutal.
So is Orange and Cornhusker.
Cornhusker is like, it makes sense.
No. Like, Nebraska and Purdue are birds of the same feather, but Nebraska just wins football games.
That's the thing.
Okay.
Cornhusker looks a lot worse if they didn't win the 90s.
That's fair. If they were,
it makes sense. It's the same with Purdue. But makes sense. Purdue just didn't win, so it's funny.
Yeah, but
Nebraska
see,
won, so you have to be nice.
Yeah.
What is Nebraska's
Nebraska
mascot?
Won, so you have to be nice.
What's Nebraska's mascot? It's a dude, like a farmer dude, dressed up, and it's a piece of corn.
And Purdue's mascot.
That's what it used to be. But Purdue's mascot's literally a Boilermaker.
Yes. Yeah, I'm fine with that. It's a dumb name.
Like Syracuse, who I lashed out on unfairly.
Might be a little fairly.
Still, I'm lashing out. I know this. At least they stick to it. The mascot is the name. I don't know how you make a mascot a Crimson Tide, though, for example. So you got to do something. But elephant?
But why an elephant?
I just
why an elephant? Why?
I don't know.
The Alabama teams make no sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're good. Good for them. But why? And then you have also teams like Rutgers, the Scarlet Knights. That's too cool of a name for Rutgers.
Hang on. No,
they adopted the elephant because due to a sports writer's description of the 1930 football team as being as large and powerful as a herd of elephants. The nickname, the Red Elephants, referring to their red crimson jersey, stuck, and eventually the elephant became the school's official mascot, with the nickname being originated in the 30s, and the mascot didn't appear until 1979.
Cool.
But it started in 1930?
Well, mm-hmm. I guess.
When World War I was still called the Great War, and they assumed there'd only be one?
Yep. The guy that wrote it, his name was Everett Strupper.
That makes complete sense for an article author in 1930. That makes complete sense. That's incredible.
His name is Big Al, though. That's a pretty good. That's awesome. That's a great mascot name.
That is one of my favorite things to do is to go on MLB reference and find the players that played, in 1901 and their names. You're like, this is – come – no, really? The names have changed.
Auburn is probably the one that's infuriating me more now that you say it, of like, why not Eagles? Why not War Eagles? Like, that's your chant. And then like, hey, look, it's a tiger. We already have other college programs that are Tigers. Be the War Eagles. There's no War Eagles in college.
If I remember correctly.
I figured out Auburn. Why they yell War Eagles.
I want to see if I – because I watched a documentary
and
I remembered it. So I want to see if it's right.
Okay. I need help. So help me.
Well, what's your memory of
it? It was a documentary 30-30 about Alabama Auburn, the Iron Bowl, all mm-hmm. that. And if I remember correctly, it was an Auburn historian saying that like a fan just saw an eagle flying over and went – War Eagle, and it just continued. And that's like all we got from it.
Well, according to this, the phrase War Eagle originated from a legend involving a Civil War veteran who brought a captured eagle to the first Auburn-Georgia football game in 1892. During the game, the eagle broke free and circled the field, inspiring Auburn to victory. Fans began chanting War Eagle, and it's become
okay.
So
they were the
tradition.
Tigers before the eagle showed up.
In 1892.
But they were still at least
mind
the,
you,
they
a
were
Civil
still the
War veteran was in attendance for this game.
That's actually kind of nuts.
See what I mean, though? With Princeton, their first national title, 4 years after. By the way, no, you don't get to claim that. I have the same feeling about Texas and Alabama claiming national titles in 70 and 73. You lost your last game. You don't get to claim national titles. Same thing there. Statute of limitations. That's gone. We start over.
Okay. I've got probably objectively the worst college football name, though.
Okay.
Sam Houston.
No, I like this one.
Is the Bearcats. But cats in Bearcats is spelled with a K.
That can stay.
No.
That's got character.
I need grammar. I need structure.
Well,
help me.
Yeah.
If I'm going to at least unfairly attack college names, I can fairly attack this one.
I kind of like that they did that.
No, I have no respect for that.
803-0550, the number to call. PJ is with us. PJ, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Good morning. So just real quick, first of all, I'm team anti-orange. I feel like naming any college team over a color is brutal. But so you have to just go back a little bit, though. They used to be called the Orange Men, and unfortunately, because of racist undertones, the Native American population wasn't happy.
Smart.
So they had to change it because of that. But I feel like they should have just did a complete rebrand, because naming yourself after a color now is just brutal. So I don't feel like it's intimidating. I don't feel like it's cool. So I'm completely, anti-orange, but they changed it because they were getting some, some people that were not happy with the original name. So.
PJ, appreciate that. Thank you for the intel on that. And also for being on our side.
Yeah, right.
Like, exactly. Rebranding is absolutely the right way you should have done it, because, like, look at Washington with the Commanders now, or even, I can say one local here, Lancaster.
Yep.
Like, they did a rebrand.
Yep, you can do a rebrand.
You could do a rebrand, keep the colors, and find something else that's cool. Maybe even take War Eagles from Auburn and really upset them. I
don't know if I necessarily need intimidating, though. I just want something that sounds cool. I want it to flow well.
Yeah,
so I think that's maybe even where like I'm not totally for War Eagle for Auburn, because Auburn War Eagles, I don't love the sound of that, but like Arizona Wildcats, that hits. I think that flows well, that works.
Like if we are mocking Syracuse for being just the orange, do we do the same with North Texas and the Mean Green?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mean Green is just.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, Coach, who do we play this week? The Mean Green.
The who?
What?
We are not. This is not playing backyard baseball. Like, we need a good name here.
That's below backyard baseball. That's a disrespect to backyard baseball.
He's right. He's right.
Yeah, Pablo Sanchez would never.
No,
never suit up for the mean green.
On the mean green.
I didn't realize it until now. The SEC has two Tigers. Three Tigers. They have three.
Clemson, Auburn.
SEC.
Nope.
Oh, SEC.
SEC, sorry.
Auburn, LSU, Missouri. All Tigers.
That's right. Mizzou moves into the conference and is the third Tiger.
That's awful.
Yeah, we got to get some variations.
You know what? I feel like
now I'm back to Auburn Eagles.
I feel like back in 1892, they should have changed their team name.
They should have done it.
They should have done
it. They should have done it.
You know who else should have changed their team name? This might be controversial. The LA Lakers.
Where is there a lake or multiple lakes
near where the Lakers play?
It's the same with the Utah Jazz, too. Like, what are we doing
here?
Yeah.
I get it. You came from Minnesota, but that was the Clippers didn't stay the Braves.
No.
Right. They changed. They did a full rebrand.
Which, oddly enough, that one probably makes more sense to keep around than the Lakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's kind of universal. Lakers is very geographical. If you're not near a bunch of lakes, or, I don't know, 10,000 of them, you should not be called the Lakers.
The worst thing that happened to them is they got successful. They couldn't change the name then.
Yeah,
because that was the worst part. The brand
I was about
to
say it. I was about to say it of like, is Lakers even actually a good name?
It's not bad if you're near a lot of lakes.
If you play in Minnesota or Buffalo or Cleveland, yes.
Yeah, anywhere around the Great Lakes, you're fine.
You're fine. I think the thing is, though, a lot of it, because the same with Nebraska. You kind of like just deal with it. Nebraska Cornhuskers, you won, you're fine. Lakers, you won a lot, you're fine. It's not a great name, though.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Set a lot of people now. Red Sox and White Sox. I have to pair them both up here. But no. That's a bit. The thing that I wear on my feet is a team name.
It's the original.
No. If you guys are going to attack Boilermakers, I'm attacking Sox.
I'm not defending it by any means, but it's the late 1800s, early 1900s. Mm-hmm. They're trying to differentiate teams just by any way possible.
We've got some offerings here. The worst sports team name in your opinion. The Georgetown Hoyas, Cleveland. Kevin tweets in, Georgetown Hoyas. It's a rock. They have a dog mascot.
Oh, my God.
It's a rock?
Mike tweets in, the Akron Zips, their mascot is a kangaroo. I like the kangaroo mascot.
But Zips?
It's the Zips part.
TJ. TJ Luckman, our own TJ Luckman, suggesting up the Stanford Cardinal. Singular Cardinal.
Yep. I think he's right on that.
Yeah, and their logo has a pine tree in it.
Oh, that's right. They have the tree.
And the mascot is a tree.
The mascot is a tree.
And
they're called the Cardinal.
Tree.
We are going to have so much fun with this.
Is this just a college thing?
No. Because I'm dogging on the White Sox and the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Minnesota. Twins.
Twins.
Twins are not threatening at
Twin City.
Twin City.
It's the Twin City.
Okay, that one works.
Okay.
Geographical. If they ever move, they have to change their name.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you know they won't now.
No, they won't.
That's the Minnesota team's life.
Unless they go to another Twin City area.
Actually, you know what? What about the Athletics?
Yeah, but even when Minnesota went to Dallas, they just took the north part out.
What about the Athletics? Everyone's
the
an athlete.
Texas Stars. Like the Stars of Texas. Yeah. Like that's...
They were able to keep it. They're like, no, this works.
It does work, but...
We're just going to get rid of the north.
Yeah. What about the Athletics?
Mm.
Everyone's an athlete.
It's way worse now that Oakland's been taken out of it, that they're just the Athletics.
Well, that's because...
I know.
That's because their owner sucks and they don't have a home yet.
But like, it put it in bold, and you're like, did no one show up to creative writing or even just put in the effort into this?
I know it has to do.
The only way it gets worse if they were like, we're the Oakland Ball Players. Like, oh, really?
Now that's an 1800s baseball.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Also, they originated from the Philadelphia Athletics, who turned professional in 1875.
You have plenty of time to change it.
Brendan tweets in, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yes.
Any reason to hate Ohio State? Guardians. I feel like this is just a hatred towards Ohio from Brendan because he also does Cleveland Guardians.
The Buckeyes kind of makes sense.
I think that has something to do with Ohio. I don't know the history to it.
It's the Buckeye tree.
Oh, it's Buckeye tree. Thank you.
Yes, but.
Still not, objectively not a great name, though, for a mascot.
Correct. And also, yeah, it's a Buckeye tree. Brutus is their mascot.
Yeah,
Brutus is not a tree.
His head is in the shape of a Buckeye. Or not the Buckeye tree. What is a Buckeye? It's
what is a Buckeye? See, the fact that we have to ready? If Ohio State wasn't successful, we'd be talking about them like Purdue.
I'm still not over the Stanford Cardinal, the singular cardinal.
Yeah,
and it's a tree.
No, it is. It's the Buckeye tree nut.
Okay.
And that's the shape of Brutus's head.
That's terrifying.
That's why his head is like oblong and
M tweets and also the Guardians.
The Guardians.
I think that's also just true. Like, a lot of people don't really like the newest names. I've already mentioned Jeremy, I know, is pretty famous now for not liking Seattle Kraken. Washington Commanders has not been well received, I think, by most people.
Cleveland should have gone back to the Spiders.
Hang on. Guys.
Yes. Although, they couldn't, could they? Was there something with that or no?
Oh, the Richmond Spiders.
The Richmond Spiders, I think, were like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Wait. We attacked Syracuse.
Yeah.
Why didn't we go after the Browns?
Oh,
as T. Cheflin tweets in.
Well.
Cleveland Browns, named after Paul Brown. It is a bit ridiculous.
They got a lot going on over there.
This is a great segment. I'm glad
Josh is
right.
They do have a lot going on, but also you named your team after a person that was alive at the time when you named them.
And then your mascot is an elf.
You named them after your owner.
They're
like, real cool.
Is it no longer
thanks for having money. The team is named after you.
They have that weird logo of an elf.
Oh, I mean, they have that, but their mascot's been the dog. Because which that also makes no sense.
We dunk on all these college teams, and here we are, like the Cleveland Browns are just standing there, like, wait, we're used to ridicule. Why aren't you going after us?
Just give us a minute. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Wait your turn.
How do we feel about Buffalo Bills?
Because someone tweeted that in. That's
dare.
Now it's dark. Tweets in the Bills.
I get it.
Asking honestly, is Buffalo Bills a good name? Or is it more we like the Buffalo part of it?
That's the thing. Like, I know what the reference is. It's about, and here's where it doesn't make sense.
The serial killer, you're right, yeah. I'm kidding. Buffalo Bill, you've never seen that movie?
Wild Bill Cody.
Ready? It's Buffalo about Cody, a cowboy. Where, outside of country festivals, do we get that around Buffalo? Outside of Josh bringing in his hat every now and then.
There you go.
Do we have a cowboy in Buffalo? Where in the cowboy is Buffalo?
Yeah, like for being honest.
If we're being real
here.
We're
not the Wild West, obviously. We're in the East.
Yeah. It doesn't fit. And much like the Nebraska Cornhuskers, if we were terrible for our entirety of existence, there would be a lot more dogpiling on the name.
I think so. I think it's probably right. That's probably right. Nate tweets in as well, Bills. Not Nate Geary. Different Nate.
Geary would do that, though.
I realized I said them. Like, I don't want to give him like unnecessarily flame. His feet do that for him.
Oh, no.
But...
Nate Feet joke.
But I do wonder about Buffalo Bills. Like, is it a genuinely good name, or has been where I kind of stick with this? It's been around for so long, you kind of just accept it and know it for what it is. I feel that way already about the Vegas Golden Knights. It's a new name, but they've been such a fabric of the NHL for so long, really since they've started, that it Golden Knights. I know they're there.
Hang on. A pretty good tweet from OG. The New Orleans Pelicans.
That makes sense. Pelicans are native to New Orleans.
I liked them better when they were the Hornets, though, even though they came from Charlotte to be the New Orleans Hornets. I kind of like that better.
But the whole Pelican thing is like Pelicans are from that area.
Yeah.
Well, not from that area, but they live in that area.
Hang on. We've been doing this the whole time, where just because something's from an area does not mean it's a good name.
Right.
That's kind of where the crux of all this started.
But I do like the Twins. I like the Minnesota Twins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care for the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm not somebody that needs like the intimidating animal, because I know our caller just mentioned that too, like the rebrand for Syracuse, like orange is not intimidating. It's a fruit. It's a color. Like it's not anything special.
Yes.
I don't really – but here – again, would we like that name more if the New Orleans Pelicans weren't a bad organization in the NBA, if they won more?
No. What about the Indiana Pacers?
I like Pacers. I'm fine with Pacers.
Pacers
is fine. Knicks is fine. Celtics is fine.
Knickerblockers is absolutely fine.
Do they still go by that, or have they changed it
just
to officially
Knicks.
It as Knicks?
But we all know what it comes from.
Yeah.
I have found an origin story of the Bills.
Okay, hit us with it.
Like the full origin.
The full origin.
Yeah. So this is from Yahoo Sports. Buffalo, the Bills' nickname originated from a Buffalo football franchise that played in the All-America Football Conference from 1946 to 1949. The AAFC franchise was called the Bisons in its first year, but there were three other Bisons teams in the city at the time, the minor league baseball team, a professional basketball team, and the American Hockey League team.
They really leaned into that, didn't they?
The owner...
should have just went 4-for-4.
Yeah.
The owner at the time, James Bruil, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, who owned Frontier Oil Company, wanted to keep a frontier theme to his businesses. He selected the Bills from a public contest and gave the $500 to the winning entry.
I do like the public contest, though.
And then
I think that's the way to do it.
When Ralph Wilson
that's how
founded
we get names like Kraken, though.
When Ralph Wilson founded the Bills in 1960 as an original member of the AFL, mm-hmm. he just kept the name.
Just kept the name.
Yep.
I like the public contest to get it done. All right. 803-0550, the number two call. Still taking your tweets and your calls on the worst sports names or even some that you think are underrated. I do want to get to one Matt tweeted in because I think he might be right, but his reasoning might also be why we're here as well. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, this is WGR.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.